What other things would they make out of pig? You said you raised pigs a bit.
Pig?
Yeah.
Bacon, sausage. Okay. The usual things.
Did you ever make that thing that you boil the head?
Oh, head cheese?
Yeah.
Well, I think some of the people used to. I never was a favorite of. I mean, that kind of thing never was one of my favorites.
Sounds like one of those things either love it or...
Well, either you, they used to make what they call blood sausage.
Ah, yes. Is that the same type of thing?
Well, they just they catch all the, when they killed a butchered a pig, they catch all the blood and make a type of a sausage out of it.
Oh, boy.
Something like a summer sausage. It's a little bit too rich for me.
Did you ever hear of blood pudding?
Blood pudding? That's similar. That's what they're talking about.
Same type of deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to much now. And you mentioned you raised cows a bit too.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of did you? I'm sure you milked them, but what else? Did you have different kinds of milk that you got out of them, or
cows?
Yeah, or different types of products that you made out of that milk that you.
Well, like the saying goes, you have black cow, you fed her green feed, got yellow milk, white milk, and made yellow butter. And,
yeah. You didn't, did you ever have anything called Blue John that you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay. That was, I guess, a real thin milk.
Blue John, I know what you're talking about. That's just the milk that's been, all the fat, cream and fat has been completely removed. It's just a real, it's a skim milk.
Right. And I heard it almost had a blue tint. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing left but just the color and the liquid.
Did you ever make cottage cheese out of it then?
Oh, yeah, I can remember my mother making cottage cheese.
Okay. Do you remember her having other words for cottage cheese? Let me think of a couple. Smear case or anything like that?
No.
Okay. And did your mom make bread at all when you were growing up? Different types of bread?
Oh, yeah. So just every certain day of the week, my mother made bread.
Yeah.
And, when we got a chance to eat a piece of bread from what we called store-bought bread. That was like cake.
Yeah.
This day and age, you long for homemade bread.
Right, yeah. Well, I suppose with no preservatives, that bread would, if she only did it one day a week or something.
I usually made enough bread to last the week.
Yeah.
And
it'd probably get a little hard there near the end.
It's a waste to keep it.
There's ways to keep it.
Yeah, okay. Wrapped in moist, keep it sealed up, wrapped in a moist towel. And that.
Okay. All right. Did you ever hear of moonshine in this area?
That was before my time. But okay. There's a lot of that went on.
All right. Yeah, that would have been right about when you were.
In the 30s.
Right.
Yeah, I was.
You would have been.
Yeah, that was what they call the bootleg days.
Okay. But you did hear of that happening?
Oh, yeah. This was quite an area. Any area where you had a lot of immigrants, European immigrants, who worked in coal mines.
Yeah.
They made their own hard liquor.
Yeah.
And then there was bootleg whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Down south they call it moonshine. Here it's bootleg.
Oh, really? You had a lot of immigrants in this area. What kinds of?
There were Italian, Greek, Slav, Czechs, French, German, Irish, Polish.
Have you heard of the Lebanese at all being in this area?
There were a few.
Yeah.
Mostly they're referred to in this area as Assyrians.
Okay.
But you still have quite a few of those.
And from what I understand, they were a lot of shopkeepers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They usually were shopkeepers and merchants. They used to, the old timers used to talk about, they said they'd come up the valley with a sack on their back, and now they own the valley.
Yeah.